Hello, everyone. It's Ron Giesick from Box Number 7. I apologize for what is a late and also extremely abbreviated episode this week. A number of flies in the theoretical ointment have contributed to this nearly inexcusable tardiness in the ever-flowing river of podcast oversaturation. And believe you me, there's a lot of podcasts out there. Anyway, since I'm a man with my heart and generally my thoughts on my sleeve, good, bad, or otherwise, I figured I'd touch base about it. I promise to come back in a few days with a standalone episode, replete with the outside references, antiquated idioms, and from who knows where, folksy-sounding wisdom that makes me sound like an old soul from the 19th century, self-deprecating euphemisms, and obscure historical references strategically placed in my dialogue to simply mollify my need for flailing about the English language like a rhetorical sleeper cell. And speaking of sleeper cells, or really lack of sleep, sleeper cells, have you noticed that the world sits precariously balanced on the brink of nuclear oblivion? Look, I'm not a political podcast, but if you have even the slightest inherent proclivity for spiritual preservation, for the carefully curated hedging of your bets against the possibility of eternity, or for deciding that running with an unrepentant wheel in the sand is perhaps not the greatest idea, then I advise you to get right on it. Chop, chop. Oh, and speaking about the possibility of wholesale annihilation, I think it's time to revisit my also wholesale endorsement of Apocalypse Coffee. Coming soon to a theater near you. And by theater, I mean the world. And if I'm going to be swimming in horse bridle high rivers of blood in the Valley of Megiddo, I want my Armageddon to be fueled by Apocalypse Coffee Roasters. Currently, I'm drinking the antimatter blend, which has a great metaphorical chocolate taste and a degree of duality and purpose as it combines the great Pollyanna appeals of the pre-tribulation rapture along with Area 51, secret governmental experimentation on whatever that is in Hangar Number 18. There is, of course, the bomb. A direct flavor of near radioactive quality. In the event that you find yourself slightly lethargic while using a Geiger counter to ration food, or happen to be knitting socks for some six-toed progeny that will be born a few months after a nuclear detonation. For those holding out for an elimination by wormwood, we have the Sudden Impact Brew. Just make sure you boil the water first, although not doing so will increase your food rations by at least a third. Don't ask me how, although dysentery's a bummer, that's all I'm gonna say. There is, of course, the Awakening, a coffee so smooth and strong that it could possibly counteract the effects of a pulse bomb, blanket sedative, or even grant you enough retroactive consciousness if your refusal to acknowledge the New World Order finds you under the influence of sodium pentothal at Diddy's house. All I know is this. For some reason, I'm vaporized by the sudden cataclysmic explosion of the Yellowstone caldera or a pyroclastic cloud from Mount Shasta. I want them to be able to look at my remaining particulate matter under a microscope and find traces of Apocalypse Coffee. I can't take this. If only the people of Pompeii and Herculaneum would have had Apocalypse Coffee, they may have survived the tantrum of that punk volcano, Vesuvius. Get yourself some Apocalypse Coffee. Not affiliated with Box Number 7, not a sponsor, nor would they probably ever want to be. Thank you. See, doesn't that feel better? Well, if you're me, it does. You see, someone I worked with once referred to me as the most optimistic pessimist they have ever seen, and I took that to heart that day. Thank you, Stacy. Because that's exactly what I really am. I have this metric I use called the bale of hay measurement. It carries all the pessimistic equity of Murphy's Law, but is more fun to express under duress and anger. It works like this. I'm driving a 1967 Fiat 157 Spider convertible across Route 66 in the heartland of America. It's a beautiful spring day. The wind is in my hair. The music is perfect and the scenery to die for. No other soul, vehicle, care, problem, conundrum, conflict, or even a hint of gastrointestinal discomfort is to be found in even the remotest of possibilities. And as I hit a straight line run with miles of visibility, a C-130 is high in the air, heading towards a theoretical intersection of lines, when all of a sudden, as if Isaac Newton himself had calculated an aeronautical trajectory model, complete with wind resistance factors, gravitational speed increases, and probability models, a cargo bay opens up, and a single dense and weighted bale of hay drops toward the earth, making a perfect, lethal, and obliterating conclusion down below. This is how I tend to feel about a number of things, particularly in the arena of trusting other people. In fact, people in general, especially ones that ever have a moral obligation to meet, a base to play, or a simple function they've committed to do, and therefore leaving it to others. But that's a whole nother thing. So in this particular moment of supposed ceasefires, nuke threats, wars, and rumors of wars, I refer you to the bellowing triad of minstrels from my childhood, the Kingston Trio, who, in 1959, decided to play this little enumerated ballad of world-class nihilism and resignation to an audience that appears to be in bale of hay mode as well.
In Africa, they're starving in Spain, there's hurricanes in Florida, and Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles, Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch, and I don't like anybody very much. But we can be tranquil and thankful and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off
and we will all be blown away.
They're rioting in Africa, there's strife in Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow man.
I have nothing to add. Thanks for listening. And this is box number 7.